It is 5:45 in the morning, and we've got the start of a brand new month. And Jason Cairns, here's where we start. First thoughts. I think this is your favorite month of the year.
It is my favorite month of the year.
Why is that?
Well, I always say it's because it's my birthday this month, but that's not entirely why. I love the fall, and October seems to be the most fall month to me. It really seems like a time when we get to see the most vibrant colors. My son actually showed me some pictures he took on a walk yesterday of one of the trees on MacArthur, and it, for me, it's just super exciting. The crispness in the air. And my daughter's getting married this month. I think it's October has always been my favorite month, and it's just getting better. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you. We're kind of hoping to do a family walk, hoping to hit Hoffman Hills, but it looks like a high of 50 on Saturday, so we'll see. Yeah, you think about leaves and apple cider and apple crisp and nice fires. My wife and I, our 22nd wedding anniversary is coming up October 17th, so that's a great highlight of October for us. So.
Indeed.
Well, Larry Crabb gave a message before the C.S. Lewis Foundation 3 years ago, 2017, in Oxford. And I want to unpack it a bit because we've hit on something this week. I think it's gold. I think it's spiritual gold, relational gold. It's this idea of relational holiness. And we were talking about who is God, and we're hitting on holy, but relational holiness. So let's unpack a little bit of this. This is a little of what Larry has to say at the outset, and then we'll get some more comments from you.
Sure.
Became a Christian at age 8. And I trusted Christ. Around a campfire one night, about 60 young boys. I was among them. The counselor got up. There was a roaring fire that was shooting 20 feet into the air. And the counselor got up and he said, "Boys, I want you to look into the fire. You know where I'm going?" And he said, "You have a choice to make. Either trust Jesus or burn in the fires of hell forever." And I thought, that's a no-brainer. So I got saved. And I believe that my conversion was energized by the fear of hell, not by a call to live. It's taken me a long time to hear the call to live and to be formed like Jesus into relational holiness. I think when I became a Christian, my thought was, all right, I got the hell issue taken care of. Heaven's coming up. In the meantime, God, your job is to give me the life that I want. And I had written, as all of us have, a script for our smaller story. God is telling a larger story that began in eternity past and is continuing to eternity future. But I don't think like that naturally. It requires the work of the Spirit to think like that. I think more of in terms of my birth and my death. And in between, here's what I want. God, can we negotiate the agenda? Here's my script. Will you cooperate? That's what prayer means to a lot of believers, and I think that's a terrible mistake.
Okay, so Jason Cairns, that's just the intro to Crabb's message, Call to Holiness. The first thing, this idea of kind of fearing hell leading to one's salvation, and he introduces us to this idea of a call to live.
Yeah, you know, I think that that's something that many of us as believers have and do wrestle with, the idea that we've gotten our ticket punched for heaven, and we're just longing for that and waiting for that. And I think that's true. I think it's good to long for the hope of heaven. And yet, in the meantime, I think Larry is beginning to touch on an important thing for us, which is, how do we live right now? How do we live lives of love where we grow in relating well, in loving other people well, and you know, he's really been a champion of that for a number of years. And so for all of us, I think, to ask that question, am I living this life more afraid of hell, or am I living this life in such a way that I'm really pressing into understanding how to follow Jesus on the road to relational holiness?
Yeah. And it's not, you know, that getting your ticket punched, it's just like, that's just the beginning. Getting saved is just the beginning. And again, I like that, living lives of love, or as Bob Goff says, right, becoming love.
Right, absolutely. You know, you and I are both fans of Stephen Curtis Chapman, and he has that song "More to This Life," and that's there's a line in there. There's more to this life than living and dying, and that's exactly what Larry is getting at, and so important for us, and something I wrestle with on a day-to-day basis of, okay, how do I put Jesus on display by how I'm living and relating today? Yeah.
And then the other thing that he touched on, as we'll wrap it up with this, is this idea of the larger story, our smaller story, from my birth to my death. All right, for me, June 12th, 1964 to whenever we put the other side. But then the larger story, Crabb says, from the cross to Jesus' coming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, and I think that we have to understand Scripture as a part of this large story. You know, it's not just a set of theological maxims. And I think sometimes we forget that we are chapters in God's story, and really trying to understand, where does our narrative interweave with God's? And
but it's helpful, really, and it's really helpful and encouraging to recognize that, right? That,
yeah.
I love how Crabb says it, that we each play bit parts, and Jesus is the central figure, unquestionably. So,
yeah, absolutely. It's so important.
All right, we're going to continue on relational holiness. I'm excited. Thank you, Jason.
Very good. You bet. Talk to you tomorrow.
All right, well, expiration dates. Like, there's the actual date on the food, but what's the truth? All right? And some suggest it might, they're asking, is it a scam to get you to buy more food?
Now, because we don't have enough conspiracy theories in 2020.
Right, exactly. So do you pay attention to the expiration date printed on our food? Throw the stuff away as soon as you notice the use-by date? And again, you know, sometimes I get confused, like, is there a sell-by date and then a use-by? So here's the way it works with different foods. Milk, if it's properly refrigerated, it'll be safe, nutritious, and taste good for about a week after the sell-by date.
After the sell-by date, too. So again, we talked about sell-by and use-by. Now, again, these come from the experts. I love that there's experts on food expiration. I don't know that I would love that job, because I would assume there would be testing involved.
Yeah, right.
Cottage cheese. The experts say it should last 10 to 14 days after the date on the carton, or 10 to 14 days after you open it, if this period ends before the printed date.
Mayonnaise, if it's unopened and refrigerated, it can be kept for 30 days after its expiration date, or 3 to 4 months after opening.
That's good, because I feel like our mayo does last quite a while in the fridge.
Do you like mayo? I like mayo.
I do as well. Yeah. Like, you know, sandwiches and stuff. But again, like, you do like a low carb and stuff, maybe you're not eating as many sandwiches and stuff, and so
even sometimes if I'm having a hamburger, I'll say, like, hey, I want a little bit of mayo on there with the lettuce, maybe a tomato. So.
Yeah, very good, very good. Yogurt, they say it will be good 7 to 10 days after its sell-by date.
Mm-hmm. All right, so again, you get some extra time here based on just thinking, oh boy, it's October 1st, I got to get rid of this. Finally, eggs, if they're properly refrigerated, they should last at least 3 to 5 weeks after the sell-by date. So.
The experts don't say anything about those leftovers that got shoved to the back of the fridge and have now grown a weird alien culture.
I pulled something like that out. It was tomato sauce. I'm like, no, this is done. Well, it is October, and it is a month for a lot of things, Caleb. It's Adopt a Shelter Animal Month. It is Billiard Awareness Month, Class Reunion Month.
Are people not aware of billiards? We got trouble right here in River City.
Hey, it's National Cookie Month, although I'll tell you what, pie is not bad. Slice of life Sunday at
this
3.
Sunday.
Chautauqua, the drive-in. Roller skating month, popcorn pop, and frozen food. But it is also cheese month. October is specifically American cheese month. We're cheeseheads here in Wisconsin. And so I'm going to quiz you. And whatever you can't do, whatever the listeners have to clean up, they may have a chance to win. So,
all right, here we go.
In our great state of Wisconsin, I have awareness of at least 4 different cheeses that originated right here in the Badger State. Can you name them?
People are going to be yelling at me through their radios all across. They're like, why don't you give this? I'm going to start out with Colby.
Colby is correct.
Okay.
And again, I'm going to give you, when you get 3 strikes, you're out. Then we throw it to the listeners.
All right, so I'm trying to get 4 cheeses that originated here from Wisconsin.
And there may be more. That's what I'm aware of.
All right, so I'll give myself this.
Good job.
All right, so I got one.
Uh-huh.
One so far. I will say Gouda.
Gouda is not Gouda answer.
You must unlearn what you have learned.
Okay, that's strike one.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to think.
She had Colby.
Come from here. Yeah, I got Colby.
It would help if you had like a list of cheeses.
I know,
in front
a list of
you,
all the different cheeses. So I'm trying to think. Oh man, there's another white one that I'm thinking of, and it's not mozzarella. It's the other one that's sort of similar. I Havarti.
No.
All right.
Second strike.
Unlearn what you have learned.
Do I just go with an obvious one in case I'm just completely missing this? So it wasn't Gouda. It wasn't Havarti. Provolone.
No.
Oh man.
You must unlearn.
You left three on the board.
I left three
for the
open
listeners.
For everybody else. All right.
I've got two Danny Gokey CDs here, and how about a Newsboys? So take your pick. If you can come up with a cheese that originated in Wisconsin, other than Colby, name one of the other three. And,
no Googling.
We got three CDs. Yeah, so there you go. See if you can
test
clean
yourself
up
first.
Here on WWIB 723-2555 or the listener line 396-1670.
Oh, man. I'm really embarrassed by that. Only one out of four. Yeah.
I mean, obviously, Swiss, you go, oh, that wouldn't be. All right, setting a couple of things straight, doing a little cleanup here. We did ask, started a quiz around 745. We were playing Stump Caleb. Name four cheeses during
That's
American
an easy game to
Cheese
play.
Month here. Depends on the subject. That originated in Wisconsin. You got Colby. Sherry stepped up, and she got a Danny Gokey CD with telling us about Jack Cheese. She said Pepper Jack. Jack was in the answer.
Sure.
Munster Natasa in Elk Mound. Good to meet her. She gets a Danny Gokey CD. She was excited about it. We're still looking for the other answer, so let us know on the listener line, 396-1670. It's not Swiss. It's not... I could give... Do you want a hint, like, what letter it starts with?
Yeah, sure. Let's give it to him.
Starts with a B.
A B. All right.
Had you ever heard of that cheese before?
I had not.
Okay.
I had not. So right. I don't feel quite as bad.
Yeah, very good. And then we're saying, what's your favorite month? Jason started us off with first thoughts at 5:45. Jason Kahn saying October's his favorite month. It's his birthday, but he loves this time of the season. And I think he said something, Caleb. He's like, October is fall more than any other month. And I think that's a pretty good
Okay, sure. You know, kind of end of September and then maybe early October, kind of the peak of the leaves and such,
right,
too. My wife's celebrating a birthday this Saturday where she will be leaving her 20s. And
uh-huh.
So, yeah, so we're working through that as
All
well.
Right.
I left those in the dust a long time ago. So,
well, happy birthday to her in advance. Today is also National Pumpkin Spice Day. Are you big on it?
Not really. I've had a PSL before, and I didn't really get what all the fuss was about. No caramel apple, and we've mentioned this before. I'm all in for caramel apple as opposed to pumpkin spice, but it's okay. It's okay.
So pumpkin spice lattes and breakfast cereals. There's donuts, yogurt-coated pretzels, pancakes, candy, pizza, you name it. I've got a list of the 15 most ridiculous pumpkin spice products. Here we go. Pumpkin spice almonds are available from Blue Diamond.
Hmm.
You can get the pumpkin spice Pringles. Have you seen those?
I haven't yet, and I love Pringles.
Pumpkin spice candy corn, as well as pumpkin spice hummus. Hummus is good. It's good for you.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
I would try that. KFC has a pumpkin and feta twister going.
Hmm.
There is a pumpkin spice latte burger.
Gross.
Yeah, well, there we go. All right. Twinkies is not... leaving themselves out of it. You can get Twinkies Pumpkin Spice.
That actually doesn't seem too bad, to be honest. Seems like a little pumpkin pie type of a feel, maybe.
Uh-huh. Peeps Pumpkin Spice Latte. It looks like kind of an ice cream treat. Breath Palette Toothpaste. That is pumpkin pudding.
All right, I'm going to go with this again.
Pumpkin Spice Soap on a Rope. I'm not kidding. It really does exist. There is a Pumpkin Spice Beard Oil. We told you the list is the most... ridiculous pumpkin spice products. A latte deodorant that comes in pumpkin spice. Mm, boy, you smell like pumpkin spice today.
Just splash it in your pits a little bit. Get one from Starbucks. Why would you need
your dog doesn't want to be left out of it. How about a dog shampoo that is pumpkin spice from Esprit? Two more to go here. The pumpkin spice detail spray for your car.
What?
And there you go. That does pumpkin spice the spray on. Spray
All right.
On.
So on this pumpkin spice day, also a birthday for someone that many of us know and love.
Julie Andrews, the great actress, turning 85 today.
One of the classic classic comfort food, Tavo, pizza. And I know, we've enjoyed it, especially in some of the events of this year. It's like, you know what? Let's just get pizza tonight. That's happened a few different times.
We had the vote earlier this week with does pineapple belong on pizza on debate, right? 2 days ago.
Pretty strong opinions on both sides, but the yeses.
55-32, yes, it does. So enjoy Hawaiian tonight. And one pizzeria in Brooklyn, New York is taking comfort food, though, Caleb, to an entirely new level. For just a dollar, a Vinny's delivery person will offer comforting words to go along with whatever else you order. Comforting words. So the pizzeria posted images of the new menu item on social media. The item is under a new positive reinforcement section of the menu.
I love it.
What does it say?
The description reads, for $1, our delivery driver will look you straight in the eyes and tell you everything's going to be okay and you're doing the best you can. But again, this is Brooklyn. Hey, everything's going to be okay. That's probably more how it sounds.
I mean, it's interesting. Michael's got a math test today. Now, he's a freshman at Eau Claire North High School. He's virtual, right? Hybrid. So he's going Thursday and Friday. I'll tell you what, the kid's been doing algebra worksheets lots and lots of hours. He said, wish me luck. I'm like, and I tried to coach him up. And my advice was half of this message from the pizzeria, which is do the best you can.
Right.
All you can do. So.
Thank you, Vinny's, for reminding us that positive reinforcement is on the menu.